Monday, 27th of Jan, 1997.
Good evening to you again, and once more a very, very warm welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's time, dear friends, to you peace that should help you in your daily living. As this present time existence on your earthly plane, much peace is needed.
It is.
So I say to you, dear friends, to each individual here, will try to sustain each one of you in order that your daily lives are bearable with much hope, love, joy, and peace to you all.
Very kind of you. We do appreciate it.
But Let me assure you, those who come close to that one are doing what they can.
Thank you very much again for that.
We must say also that instrument here, who is close to the one, must be aware of how much is drawn from her, and must become aware to protect herself. I'm sure you will pass this information to her when we finish this meeting.
Yes.
She must firstly protect herself from being drawn, energy being taken from her because of the closeness and the bond between them.
Yes, I will give her the message when she is back with us after the meeting. Thank you for the information.
I wish to say to you this time that I know some of you, not all, have been trying to see how your own energy patterns work. For this, I say to you, thank you. Not thank you for me, but thank you that you are enabling your spiritual growth to happen more quickly by endeavoring to see what you are about. There is no need for me to individualize these ones because they are fully aware of who they are.
Of course, yes.
So, do we have questions this time?
Yes, I would like, if I may, to follow on from your colleague's talk two meetings ago about colors.
Yes.
I have been thinking a lot about that, and how else they may be operating. And I was reminded of the more enlightened Indian tribes who apologize to an animal before they have to kill it and thank it for what it is offering them in the way of food. And it is said that some of those enlightened people were able to see a gray shadow of fear around the animal shortly before they killed it. If that is so, it would indicate, I think, that animals too have a color structure. If they do, is it individual, as in humans, or would it be a composite color structure belonging to a particular group or species?
It would depend, friend. Are you well to continue?
Yes, thank you. It's just irritating cough again. I thought it had gone, but it's come back today.
I will continue then.
Thank you.
I have explained many times now that we all are energy from one source.
Yes, you have.
which would indicate that all species, human, plant, animal, derive from that same energy. But of course, when we speak of color, which after all is color being seen by the physical eye, then we begin to differentiate slightly between each kingdom. Although I wish to stress that all energy derives from the one source, because of your evolutionary plan, the animal kingdom is slightly different in their colors. But I say this to you, those animals who have contact with you humankind are apt to draw from you that love color, which is then shown within their own auric fields.
That's interesting.
You follow?
Yes, that had never occurred to me as a possibility.
So that is why when animals and humans are in close contact with that love bonds between them, energy interacts and almost becomes as one. I'm sure all of you have heard many times people say, I love my animals more than humans.
Yes, we have heard that.
That is because the energies, the love between each, although in a different evolutionary phase, it is so strong that the colors begin to show themselves as one. Let me continue a little further. The animals, as you would say, in the wild, I believe is your term.
That is right.
They belong to animal groups which do have colors which are slightly dimmer, if you like, although they are the same color. You follow?
Yes.
But it belongs to the animal kingdom. But every source of energy which comes from that great creative force must have a feeling if it belongs to that one energy. That is why people become aware of the fear which emanates from animals. Although you speak of peoples who revere these animals and thank them for what they give to them, I have to tell you that I say to you most strongly, I feel that it is wrong to sacrifice animals for the sake of humankind.
Yes, you
can. Because in effect you are destroying what is also part of your very existence. And although we teach that it is important that the reasoning behind what you do to your animals on the earth plane is important, I would say to you that the higher elements of your spirit knows fully well that it is wrong. But I also say to you, you are human, you are evolving, you are learning, therefore do not be too harsh upon yourselves. To know that mankind has in effect destroyed many in the animal kingdom. All too often for his own survival, but that does not make it right. You understand?
Yes, I do. You have made this quite clear in the past too. Not only in the animal kingdom have we destroyed, but also in the plant kingdom.
I am afraid in all areas of earthly life, mankind has been responsible for many wrongs. But as I say, you are human, you are evolving, you are becoming more knowledgeable in these matters. So I say to you, look always to that higher self for your guidance. But you must allow what has gone in the past to remain there, because you must go forward. You must learn. After all, is that not why I come to you?
Of course.
To teach, to raise you up, to help you forward in your understanding.
And that also would be, I imagine, why you have told us in the past to learn to forgive ourselves.
You must. I would say mankind is too harsh. Too harsh about what he does. If you cannot forgive yourself, you cannot truly express love to any other form on your earthly plane. To another humankind, to animals, to plants, to the earth itself. You must, dear friends, first and foremost, love yourselves, and then will come most naturally the love to be given to all things.
Yes, we do understand that, even though it is apparently contrary to what we as humans would believe to be the case. But the way you explain it is logical enough for us to accept it.
I do not expect you to become wonderful spiritual beings, maybe in time.
If we did, we wouldn't have the pleasure of your company, would we?
I thank you for that. But of course, you will evolve, you will learn, your understanding will become rich in all matters of living.
Right.
So, be pleased that you ask these questions. Be pleased that your understanding grows, if but slowly. Nevertheless, it grows, and so the soul grows with it, in that understanding and knowledge, that all that you try to achieve is not forgotten. Remember, everything is known. And so I say to you all, dear friends, be pleased with what you try to achieve.
Thank you for that consolation. I'm sure we all do naturally get a little despondent sometimes as our lack of knowledge and the time it takes for us to learn. I don't think anybody here would contradict that, would they? So we are aware of our shortcomings, which I suppose in itself is an asset.
Can I say one thing to you all? And I do not say this in a critical manner, but I do say that all of mankind needs to learn patience. Walk slowly and you will go farther. You understand?
Yes, again we are grateful to you for reminding us of that, because it is our own impatience which denies what has been told us a number of times in the past, that unless we take every step properly, we shall have at some time to go back to retrace that step.
I believe you have a term in your world which says you cannot run before you walk.
You're quite right, yes.
So I will leave you with those words to ponder upon this time, because I know each time we come together that all of you, and I do wish you could see the thoughts which come forth from you all after these meetings, because you see, for a short time, much is being thought about, and that is when the soul is opening to new knowledge. For this, dear friends, I thank you.
We thank you again for all that you have told us during this visit.
I will withdraw from you this time to allow another to speak. But of course, I will continue to work with this one.
Thank you very, very much again. Our love goes with you, and God's blessing go also.
Can I help you?
Would you please take your normal seat, sir?
Certainly. I have.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us.
Now you understand why I ask you take your place.
Yes, we didn't want to blow my head off with the noise.
Please say if I am too loud.
No. You can speak more quietly if you wish. But we can hear quite clearly.
It is an exercise.
I see.
I come as a go-between to speak for others.
Thank you.
I wish in particular to find one gentleman within this room, one who is interested in writing.
In the right things?
Writing.
I think it's George.
Writing.
It's George.
I think that's
writing.
Right. Sorry, that's you, George. Yes,
yes, I write.
Yes, sir. Have you been aware of others at your shoulder?
Oh, I have, yes.
You have. Oh. Now is the time to let you know that serious work must be at hand.
Yes.
I have come on behalf of those who wish to use you, if you are prepared to do so.
Oh, yes, I am prepared. I do realize that it is serious work, and I'm very grateful to all those who have helped.
I speak not of what you write at this time, but of work that can be done from our side of life. Work that is important to those who wish to put words to paper. Do you recognize the name Charles Thom? Are these familiar to you? Have you been impressed by those names, sir?
Charles and Thom. Charles and Thom.
No, you obviously have not. I come to tell you, sir, to be prepared for two names well known in your world in times gone by. Two people who wish to use your hand if you are so prepared.
Yes, I'd be grateful. I am prepared.
Can I clarify, George, please? I think you are referring to what we call automatic writing, are you?
Yes, sir.
That is what I do refer to. Thank you.
And that is my mission, because the gentleman who wish to use this gentleman have been trying to make themselves known to him simply by touch, simply by being with him at his time of writing.
Would it be as well for the gentleman to devote time to quiet contemplation so that they can begin to try and use his hands?
That is why I am here, sir.
I had to be sure
that the gentleman is willing to commit himself to these peoples. I think you would say these peoples were known well in your world.
Are you prepared to be used for automatic writing, George?
Yes, I'm certainly willing. I'll try to prepare myself for that.
I think one is Charles Dickens.
Yes, Charles Dickens and Thomas Hardy. These are two people, two gentlemen who come close to you. That is why you are sensitive to the touch upon the shoulder. I wish also to know, sir, what other senses you have been feeling. Not for my own knowledge, but that I can relate to them that what they try to convey to you is in fact what you feel.
Yes. I have been aware, while I have been writing, of ideas coming which have sometimes surprised me. In that the ideas seem to come from elsewhere.
Yes, I have to say to you, sir, Charles Dickens in particular is interested in your very active mind, because he also was a gentleman who created much discord.
Yes.
Excuse me. Created much discord amongst his fellow men, because his ideas were not always what others wished to hear.
Yes. It is good and worthwhile to be different. And I think that one of the elements in his work was that he was different from what had gone before.
We do not give you these names to impress, you understand.
I understand.
I do not come to give these names to you lightly. I come to give you these names for serious work.
Yes.
And to have your approval of work to be done, to allow your hand to be used for this purpose only.
Yes, I certainly approve, and I shall try to prepare myself for this. And I do thank you and all concerned.
I am sure, sir, the leader of this group will guide you well. He has many years of knowledge behind him, so we leave you with him to give you further instructions, if we may do so, sir.
Yes, please, sir.
Thank you. I'm most grateful.
I hope I have not been too disruptive, but it is difficult to tone down such a strong voice,
yes,
even when I return to your world.
And you used it for so many years, didn't you?
My sole purpose is to be understood.
Right.
To speak to many peoples, to be listened to, and to be heard.
And you've certainly given us much to think about. We've understood it very clearly and definitely, and we are all very, very grateful for the opportunity that is going to be given to our colleague for this extra important work. And tell Charles, please, yes, there will be calls upon the desk.
I know you feel his presence also, sir, but you do not need to be used for the purpose. That is why now you are feeling the closeness that he brings to this meeting. To you, sir, and all of your comrades here, I say thank you and goodbye.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Goodbye, and God bless you and those who are going to honor us with their work. Goodbye to you all.
End of January, the 27th meeting.